The key is to do the wee sock so you don't get the big. I don't put that in. So you don't get the big line of slobber. Fuck you. No. Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast with me, Shane Tall. Before we get into this episode, allow me, if you will, to plug Patreon. More specifically ours, not just in general, as a website. Patreon.com/TeaWithMePodcast. We're doing watch-alongs. You've got the Mock Blame on there, the recent panel show we did at the Waterfront Hall, which was unbelievable. It's exclusive to Patreon. We're running Patreon-only events like Stars in Your Eyes in the Limelight, 20th of December. Your favourite Tea With Me comedians, like this guy over here, who's not part of this episode, but just is in the studio as we're recording this. It's all on Patreon, bonus episodes, blah, blah, blah. Patreon.com/TeaWithMePodcast. We are sponsored by... Our first sponsor is NordVPN. Now, Shane, what's a VPN? I've never heard of that. Sounds like a paramilitary. Well, it isn't. It's a virtual private network, not violent people's nation. It's a tool that safeguards your internet connection and enhances your online privacy. NordVPN establishes a secure and encrypted pathway for your online data traffic. Oh, that won't, I'll be home late then, will I, because of the roadworks? It's an internet thing. It's not real. This tunnel is impenetrable. It's so intense to say that. Ensuring that no one can snoop on your internet activities or access your personal data or determine your actual IP address and geographical location. Yeah, so the hackers can't message you and go, we know you're sitting in Craigavon looking at, 90s babes. Sippers can get an exclusive NordVPN offer at nordvpn.com/teawithme. That's in the description, the link. There's no risk. You get a 30-day money-back guarantee, and that means that if they guarantee you'll get your money back within 30 days. You can elevate your cybersecurity to the next level by taking advantage of NordVPN's threat protection feature. The beauty of this feature lies in its autonomy. Do I know what that means? Yes. It operates without requiring you to connect to a VPN server. Well, that's great. You can get an exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/teawithme to get a huge discount off your plan. Every purchase of the 2-year plan will receive 4 bonus months on top. Yum, yum. We're also sponsored by our friends at Manscaped. If you're watching the video version, you can see behind us, we have a little display of those things. They're still warm. We've been grooming in this studio before this episode. Me, Michael, and Dan. Manscaped is the best. I mean, you hear comedians talking about it all the time. Everyone who's sponsored by Manscaped also uses their products too. Whether it's on their beards, like mine. That's why I don't have a beard, because I use the beard trimmer. Otherwise, I would have a very full facial bush. They have the Lawnmower 4.0. They have everything you can think of. These guys are balls mad. They have everything from your perineum to your schlong. They've got little brushes, they've got wee razors, they've got literally everything. And if you had some Manscaped stuff from a few years ago, check out what they have now, because they're always expanding their weird body empire. They've got colognes, they've got all sorts. And the cologne, weirdly, is just a cologne. Because you're looking at it being like, you know, is this some sort of testicle aftershave? No, it's just for your face. You can go to manscaped.com and use the code TWITHME for 20% off and free shipping. That's a fifth. Is that a fifth? It's a fifth. Use the code T with me for 20% off and free shipping. Let's get into this episode. Let's get into this episode. My guest on this episode is none other than returning favourite Jamie Lee O'Donnell, or as I call her, JLOD. I've never called her that, but I might start. JL apostrophe D. Jamie Lee has been on the this 3 or 4 times now?
I think it's fourth.
It's at least 3, and it might be 4. Okay, the quadruple. You may know Jamie Lee from Derry Girls. You may know Jamie Lee from Screw, her Channel 4 series that was out not too long ago, the second series of that, or many other things. She is hilarious and one of the top actors at the minute anywhere in Ireland. Always a fun time when she comes on. There's some great life advice at the end of this podcast. from her. I'd love to say it's from me, but it's not. Interesting and funny episode as always. Please enjoy this episode of the Tea With Me podcast. We're going to plug my stand-up date, shane.comedy.com. With my guest, JL'D. Thank you. Let me say this.
Go ahead.
What do you think I'm going to say? You looked at, when I said, let me say this, you looked at me like you had an idea of what I was going to say.
I think it's something about a fleece again.
It's, I know we're talking about fleeces before that, but we've parked the fleece chat. It's nothing about fleeces. Sexy. I just have something in my mind I was going to say, and I meant to say to you.
Go ahead.
That road now, from Belfast to Derry.
Perfection.
A dream.
A dream. I never thought I'd get to the point in my life where I'm discussing motorways being brilliant.
Yeah.
But I am.
Like, don't get me wrong, tough one for Dungiven.
I don't even know where Dungiven is anymore.
Yeah.
I really, really don't.
You've forgotten about that. Like, we forgot about Dungiven so quick, and it's going to be tough because I'm sure they got a lot of, like, passing trade and that kind of thing. But see, I'm even now going, let's cut the Sperrins out.
Oh, can you do that? Oh, no, I
don't know. You know, the Westling in general? No, not the Westlink. Yeah, the Westlink, right. And the Glen Sheen.
Aye.
I want to just be in Derry in 20 minutes.
I don't think you can cut out the Glen Sheen.
Nah, you can't.
But I'd like to, because then my ears pop really bad going up and down it all
I've
the time.
I've never had that, and I don't get that on planes.
Do you not?
No, and I think it's weird when people do get it. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, come on.
But in reality, the fact you don't get it's probably the weird thing.
I think only kids get it.
Nope.
Do you get on a flight?
Constantly. I get literally.
Do you get a suite? Do you have a suite?
No, I just hold my nose and blow out.
Oh, okay.
And that usually works.
Well, sometimes I think I've done that. And then I do feel like a wee bit blocked. And then it's like an hour later. And then I blow out with my nose.
Aye.
And then I go, that's better. And then like 2 days later, my ears pop and I go, oh.
So it just takes you ages, just prolonged.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fair enough.
But I like it when someone on a plane has a suite.
Right. Does that work though?
Apparently
the suite?
So. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because if you do this, as well, it can pop your ears.
I just that and it just it's done.
Do you what's some of your like airplane etiquette?
Say you're
in a row of three.
Yeah.
Provide in this scenario you're flying economy, right?
Okay. What?
Will you
fuck that?
do you assume that both armrests are yours?
No, and I don't want to get into any sort of confrontation either over an armrest.
So you'll just
no, I won't actively whatever, but it's just it's not that big of a deal to me. I always try and get a window seat.
Yeah.
Keep sunglasses on, hood up, and just be by myself. I'm not into chit chat or anything either. It depends.
See,
if I've had a glass of wine, I'm like, whoa.
There's a level where I like it, but you have to have a bit. If I sit down, if you're sitting at the window, we don't know each other, and I sit down in the middle seat, and you don't greet me, I'll have a bad flight.
Really?
Here's all I'm looking.
Go
and it's just, so I sit down, I put my 442, do you know 442 magazine?
No.
The football magazine.
Okay.
I get it when I fly. And I I put that in the wee bit in front, because I'm not going to read it straight away.
No, you're not. That would be mental.
So I put that in there, right? And then I'll rearrange, I get myself set up first.
Aye.
When I go on, because I don't like people who are going up to their bag or reaching under.
I know, just get your shit together.
Myself. So I'll put my 442 magazine in front of me. I'll put a wee bottle of water in there as well. Maybe like a charger, lead, headphones or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's snacks, I'll keep them sort of beside me.
Right.
And they don't like that. You know, they'll say like, you need to keep everything clear, but they won't see it.
No, they don't
see
it.
You know what I mean? There's something cover in there. Up. But then when I first sit down, I'll try and catch your eye just to go like this. How you doing? That's it.
Right.
But if you're looking out the window, I go.
There's perv.
No, there's nothing. No, it's 442 magazine, right? There's no. It's not like I'm putting. You know, I'm not putting.
Porn.
Maxim.
Okay.
Not full porn. You're not going to put. That's a move to just put full porn down in the middle.
Fair
no,
enough.
I mean, I just want like a. I just want a hello. That'll be all I would
okay.
want.
Okay. I probably wouldn't give it to you if I'm honest.
That's really?
Because I just like to. The thing is, obviously now because of Derry Gears and things doing really well, I've realised that one slight glance of eye contact, people just be like, we're best friends forever.
It's a fuck it. Yeah.
So then I just have to,
so
without
you think
being
I
rude,
want the hello and then a conversation.
Aye.
But you don't know I just want a hello.
I know I don't know that, but I don't want to run the risk either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm happy to not say hello to anybody the entire flight.
You're stuck on a flight if it happens. If someone gets in the conversation.
Do you know what I mean? And it's not, like you hear people chatting away and fair play to them and stuff, but I just like to sit and read my book and try and nap. And anything, if I'm travelling in any capacity and there's a slight movement, and I read, I fall asleep really, really quickly.
Right.
Like I'm gone.
What if I sit down in the middle? It's a 4.5 hour flight to Tenerife, right? You're sitting, hood up, sunglasses on, looking out the window. What happens if I sit down and go, I nudge you, right? I put all my things in, and you don't know me, right? I'm not me.
And you've been organising for 15 minutes.
No, right. Well, I'm so efficient at it.
Right,
and
okay.
I nudge you and go, what about the show?
Hey.
How are you getting out of that? I go, what about the show?
Well, you just
did you have some crack making that?
I just go, aye, it was great crack.
But then I have loads more questions. I go, oh, brilliant. Series 1, episode 1.
So you see if it sort of gets to that point. Because sometimes I get wild bad anxiety now as well. And I remember Saoirse saying the same thing. Like coming into like crowded spaces, it's instinctual anxiety now. It's not like the sort of social situations beforehand. It is sometimes, it's just because you don't know what's going to happen. So you do have instant anxiety.
So it's what, being overwhelmed by the amount of people?
And just because of lived experiences now, you sort of instantly panic. And then it takes a while for you to sort of calm down and realise it's fine.
Yeah,
that's your instinct, is to panic and just hide yourself.
Yeah.
And then you do the odd hello or whatever. I wouldn't be rude.
Yeah.
But in some situations, I wouldn't mind if people looked at me and thought she's rude. I'm okay with that in situations.
As opposed to the whole flight having to talk. Because here's the difference. Mm. If I sit down beside someone, I go like this.
Sure, isn't it me?
I go, anything. I do a Q&A. I go, here, anything anyone wants to know. And they're like, we don't want to know anything. And I've changed your mind. Like, I'm in 14C.
Just right here. That's one way to combat it. Because then people be like, what a dose. And just leave you alone.
Yeah.
It's a good technique.
Yeah. I was sitting beside, or in the row, beside, not sitting beside, but across from me, Richard Dormer from Blue Lights.
Right.
And I just watched Blue Lights that week. Like, we had watched it in our house that week. And he, in season one, is like the main guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's brilliant in it. And I liked him from Game of Thrones and stuff. And he was just, you know, keeping his head down. And I wouldn't have said anything anyway. Because I was like, you know, give him a space. And it's a Belfast flight. He'd be tortured with people who have just watched Blue Lights. But I did give him a, in the airport when we were collecting the bags, I gave him a, just that.
Aye. That's nice. So I got a couple of these.
Yeah.
A couple of them, which I'm happy enough.
Yeah.
It's one of them things. So you sort of run the risk of, you know, people, thankfully most people are really, really nice. But just because my anxiety gets quite bad, there's no point in even trying to have a conversation because it won't be very interesting.
Yeah.
It'll be really short one word answers. And
yeah. Sometimes people go, any crack? And I'm like, no. I'm just in the
But that's true. Yeah, I don't have any crack ever.
No?
Not really, no.
You must do.
No, not really. I'll have a really.
Do you think because we're talking about fleeces, do you think it's an age thing?
I think it is, but I'm okay with it. Yeah. I don't want loads of crack.
No.
I don't want loads of like, oh, you'll never guess what happened. I don't want that.
3 times a week you have a bit of crack.
I have a bit of crack that wouldn't be interesting to our people. Do you know, like within your friend group and stuff that I love?
Yeah.
But like I don't have drama. I don't have like, oh, you'll never believe or so and so. I don't have any, and I don't want any of that. I don't
want any of it, but I don't mind hearing it.
Oh, I'll hear from our people.
Yeah.
I'll be there happy. Have a wee nosy, but don't bring me into it.
I like when people have a bit of something for you, but they don't give you it all straight away at once. Do you know what I mean?
If someone goes,
I need to tell you this thing. I go, whoa.
Aye.
Relax. We'll put the kettle on. Tell me a bit about it. You know, build it up. I don't like somebody just comes out with it. I like to sort of hint around it and that kind of thing.
You would love my daddy. He's a storyteller and a half.
Well, then next time
And he holds back the punchline and the people.
Yeah.
He'll tell you, you'll never believe what happened. This person, until you're around it and you're at the point going, who was it?
Yeah.
Tell me. And then he just goes so-and-so and just walks out.
Yeah. That's what I want. Ideally, I sit beside your dad on the flight.
Aye.
That would be perfect.
Jesus Christ.
Do you like football?
Not really, no.
Oh, because I would say, because I will do this.
Not a football family.
You know what I'll do? I need to stop doing this. When I finish reading 442 on a flight, if it's like, and this is sexist, but if it's a guy sitting beside me, I go like this. I go, hey, mate, are you?
That's nice, though.
I go, but no one's ever said yes. Everyone's like, why do you have a football comic?
A football magazine?
Yeah, magazine. You're 35.
High
you know?
Vantage.
I go, it's the wee man, it's my son. Like, he's not with you, though.
It's my 6-month-old, he loves it.
So, but I would still offer that. But I wouldn't offer it to, a woman, so that's.
She might like football. Person.
She might like football.
Maybe not.
Heat magazine or something.
But also, man,
I used to love Heat.
Do you know? I used to as well when I was on holidays years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't really read the magazines anymore. I'm not really into it.
Well, you could. That's mad that you could pick it up by chance and then you could just be in it.
And also,
you could be in the style section.
I mean, who knows? Probably not. But again, I don't do a whole lot in terms of like
Yeah.
Because they're usually like people's like personal lives and what they've announced on Instagram, I'm assuming now.
Yeah.
And like the gossip of their lives. And I don't have a lot. I don't have any gossip, thankfully. So it'd be pretty dull. It'd be like Team Lee goes to the shop again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? She gets petrol in her car again.
Yeah.
By herself.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No. Maybe you can say this, maybe you can't. You were living in, last time we chatted, you were living just outside the Derry.
Yes.
Are you still living there?
I love how you said the Derry.
Did it? I didn't say the Derry.
I'm going to start saying it now. The Derry, the Craigan. No longer.
Okay.
Just travel around.
Yeah.
Nomad.
Like a vagabond?
Like a wee vagabond,
I like that. I would like to have traveled more, but I didn't.
You still can.
No, like, no.
You're not in some sort of convent.
No, like, you know, uni and all. I wish I had gone. I say this in podcasts so much now, but I applied to uni and they were like, yeah, yeah, come in. I went, I will. And then I just went, so one day I just went, nah. And I don't know why I didn't go.
Well, it wasn't meant for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I don't think uni's all cracked up to be, if I'm honest. I think you're so, so, so young to pick what you want to do with your life. I think it's insane.
Yeah,
it's 18, mad. It's like, pick what you want, get into debt and just go for it and just let freewheel it.
Yeah.
I think it's insane.
I think I've only started thinking recently school uniforms are mad.
They are mad, especially girls wearing skirts.
Boys like wee miniature businessmen.
It's weird.
In a suit.
And I remember even walking to school in Catholic schools with the snow like past our ankles and having, and they're like, wear thick tights. I'm like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Why are you, it's obviously some sort of control or bigger issue, but
you,
like.
Did you just get to do this? Summer uniform?
No. We had skirts.
No, but this is primary school. You had to wear trousers, a polo shirt and a jumper. But then summer uniform, they go. Mm. And I one day got picked to show the uniform off in all the different classrooms. I got brought around.
Model?
Shorts.
Right.
But like trouser material, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Awful.
Polo shirt and your own shoes.
We, because girls were, obviously we had skirts, we just had to keep wearing skirts and just don't wear tights. I don't know what it's like now for kids, but it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
It's like, who's freaking out if we wear trousers?
Yeah.
What's falling apart?
Yeah.
Socially, if we have trousers on?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's oppressive and it's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
What's a weird, have you read anything weird about yourself recently or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Or even like heard, like, you know. You know, sometimes you'll be like I've talked to, for some reason this is the thing with male comedians here, you'd be like, somebody would be like, someone was saying they heard you got smacked in the butt last week, and you're like, I'm gone out. I haven't been out in 12 years.
Aye.
I haven't gone a night out since 2009.
I sort of get like, I'll have people like randomly, I don't really check messages that often on Instagram, but if I do, I went through a period of people kept sending me videos and pictures of random women with curly hair and being like, I can't believe I'm standing beside you. And I'm like, that's a random woman, don't
do
that.
Did they genuinely think that?
They thought it was me.
Right.
Well, you know, they apparently thought.
Yeah.
But then I looked and like, you take a step back, it's like I just keep getting pictures of these random women by random men.
Yeah.
In bars or festivals or whatever.
I think it's a if it's a guy doing that, that's just a conversation sort of. Oh, is it not you? Oh, yeah.
It's just a man being a man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it happens a lot. Like, things like that happen, or a lot of people pretend to be me. If they have a Derry accent and curly hair, I've had people come up to me. Like, I was in New York on holidays. People thought I was you, and I just went with it. And we got on loads of places for free. We got loads of free drinks. I had people mention saying, it was a great debut, great to see you last night. I had a great time with you. Your number's not working. And I'd love, you know,
yeah.
I thought you told me to get you on here. And I just feel like that's a sin. Somebody pretended to be me and took the absolute piss out of you.
Yeah.
And these things happen. Stuff like that.
I get the lookalike things all the time. Mm. No one's getting anything out of it though.
I see them on Instagram and they actually do look like you.
But they're not able to, like, the difference is no one's like, you're not getting free drinks on night out for looking like me.
No, they're just, you look
you're
like
just getting someone, one person going, you look a wee bit like Shane Todd.
And you go, huh.
You're not able to, like, I can't get in any, so like people can't get in anywhere.
I wouldn't even try and do that myself. I wouldn't walk up and be like, do you know what? I'm probably going in for free here. Jamie Lee O'Donnell.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that myself, but people who look like me in the same accent do.
Now, what do you do? Say someone offers you, say you're in a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and then the middle person goes, listen, that's on the house, don't worry about it. Do you do a polite refusal, or do you just go, cheers?
A polite refusal, and then feel a wee bit awkward.
Yeah.
My friend says to me a couple of times, she's like, you're like the shittest celebrity or famous person that I've
ever like,
loved.
Yeah, blagging things and all that.
I can't. Nah, or like a double check, or is that okay? And my friend's like, obviously it's okay.
Yeah. Don't but I think like, that's a thing from here though.
Ah, it is.
Because when you did the JD Sports campaign there, mm-hmm. I messaged you and was like, that's, I want to do something like that. Do you get, because in my head, you do, remember Supermarket Sweep?
Yes.
In my head, you get to do that in any JD Sports at any time.
No.
You get like 30 seconds. Dale Winton. Is he still with us?
No, is he not? When did that happen?
God only takes the best.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, I think I actually remember that. Ah. Well, let's take a moment.
Oh, yeah, I just have.
So back to Dave.
I just have one sec. Yeah, I for something like that, I would just want all the free stuff.
I think that's pretty. Yeah. That's pretty standard. And it did say about like, because I offered to buy the stuff that I was wearing, some of it, because it looked great, and stuff I would never thank myself, and then someone puts it on, you're like, oh, this looks great, I would like to buy it.
And but there's no way then they're going to go, all right, that's 40 quid.
I know, but I'm waiting to hear back. There's a whole back and forth. Let's go through a few different people, but I think it's coming my way, whatever I wanted out of the shit.
So you'll be able to go, I want one of those pair of the, oh, I love that.
Because I did offer to buy it, and I would never assume I can get something for free. I really wouldn't.
Yeah.
Even when arguably I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
I still wouldn't, because it just, as you say, you're from this part of the world, and you don't just sort of take to this career like a duck to water. You don't be like, right now everything's mine.
Yeah.
You don't go from like fucking struggling to being like, the world's mine.
Yeah,
it takes a wee while to wrap your head around stuff like that.
If you could work with any brand where you get all free stuff, like Haribo or anything, what would it be?
Ooh. Any brand?
There you go.
Timberland.
The producer?
Yes. Yeah. All has fleece jackets.
All merch head to toe. Timberland merch. Here, can Timberland I just shoes. Say, see during the peak of going out for mm-hmm. my age?
Yes.
See when you heard a Timberland beat out? Everything's like...
I was talking about this recently, right? And it's sort of looking back at like, I mean, I don't really go out much now or drink or anything. As I say, pretty dull and great life. But like, I think about our generation of like what was mainstream at the time when mm-hmm. we hadn't the clubs before or after 18, whatever it was. Hip hop and R&B were mainstream. So it was like Ludacris and Nelly, like Eminem, Dr. Dre, all that was like, you couldn't have went under a bar. Without that being played, that was the mainstream music.
If you think of one song from then, what is it? Mine is Timbaland, The Way I'm Are. You know the start of that? No, that's not that. That's the worst.
Are you not doing that dance too? That sounds like.
That's before, I'll have to wait for that to finish.
Oh, why, that's the remix then. I would think of things like, do you know what they call the Ludacris song? I've just listened to it.
Stand up.
And if you notice, right, see like the Ludacris and Nelly and all them sort of songs in that era, most of the choruses were callbacks. So there was a bit for the boys, a bit for the girls.
A wee
dance that everybody could do.
Yes.
Obviously that was like pre-TikTok, you know, substantially. But I remember that was like the vibe and like our first night out, proper social experiences of nightclubs, and it was bloody brilliant.
I remember the first time being out, I was in Mallorca.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out, it was like 16, 15 or 16 mm. or something, and Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake came on the TV. They were showing like music videos.
That's right, Dave.
And that was the first time I heard that, and I was like, that's a great song.
It's an anthem.
That's a really good song.
You think I'll never get sick of that?
No. I know. No, I was sitting having a meal with like my man and stuff, so I wasn't like, I wasn't throwing any shapes, but like that was, because I think, and I, because I don't go out like, especially to nightclubs now, but I can't imagine they, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't think they would let themselves go the way we did in terms of people were doing like stupid dances back in the day and no one really cared.
Because there were no video phones really. And if they were terrible quality and you had enough space for 12 pictures.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah. But now I think they'd be too scared to like properly dance. Or maybe they are.
I don't know. I mean, they all have routines now, don't they? They all have TikTok dances.
They have routines
they
and retainers.
Routines and retainers.
Now, what we and should attitudes. Do is just go out.
And just go for it.
But it has to, like, going out now, I couldn't let myself go now.
No.
Because you'd be like, they will think I'm an undercover policeman.
Aye. For you, know? You, they would.
Yeah.
For me, they just think, look like I'm out of my head or something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because you remember going out, how sweaty you used to get? Mm. Do you remember how sweaty everybody was?
You were just, because you were dancing you the were dancing, whole night.
And the bar was had too many people in it, probably, yeah. Let's be honest. And all the alcohol or all the drinks they gave you, the cheapest drinks were the, obviously the alcohol. And you remember the pound VKs and VSs and all that utter shit.
I go, for alcohol pops, I go with Smyrny Ice.
That was expensive. That's I went with it. The cheap version, which was VSs, VKs. Just about a pound 50 a drink.
Right.
What I used to drink back in the day before that, when I was too young to be in nightclubs, and I still was, I used to drink pint bottles of Guinness.
Okay. Aye. That's a mad look for a 14-year-old.
And a tracksuit and big fuzzy hair and one eyebrow. I just rounded off the sex appeal and just thought, Guinness.
Yeah.
No, do you know what it was? Because my daddy was a bouncer and he had horror stories of drinking spirits.
Right.
And that's how you get assaulted and raped and battered.
Right.
So I didn't...
But with a bottle of Guinness.
But with beer and Guinness,
yeah.
You're safer.
Plus you're giving out a vibe.
You're giving out a vibe of
when
like,
you're a young girl... Drinking a
extra
drinking
stout.
Yeah.
Just like,
give her some space.
Like, yeah.
Did you ever go to Belfast for nights out then when you were younger? Would you have come up from there? Was that like a big day, like on a bus or anything?
I think I went to Kayleigh's, which is Portrush, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did I come to Belfast? Maybe every so often, but not. It was a wild trek. And then you have to think about like paying the bus, paying in.
But hey, nowadays, as we said, the Glen Sheen, you'd have been. Two That's nights it. A week you'd have been up.
Because to be honest, it would have been over 2 hours. Nobody stop and everything.
Yeah.
And then 2 hours back, it's 4 hours of a night out. It's massive when you're young.
When I did Derry 2 weeks ago there, I was like, I'm going to do more. I'm going to come up an hour early.
Mm.
I'm going to see a bit of Derry.
Yes.
I just went to Nando's again. Both nights.
There's Nando's
here. I just
did
exactly the same thing. I know.
Isn't there like two Nando's in Belfast?
There is three.
Three.
Yeah. One closed. All right.
Well, fair enough.
Like they went... We've lost Dale Whitten on the Victoria Square in Nando. It's been a tough week. Screw the prison programme you did.
Yes.
Was out and had just came out. Season 2.
Yes, I think it's still on all four. And the last episode was over a couple of weeks ago.
See, because of the writer's strike in America, did that have any knock-on effect to that show?
Not to that show, but to other jobs, aye. Sort of everybody sort of felt it.
It's so nuts because I just hear a little bit about that here and there, but my friend Jack is a writer in America and we're working on a script together and it is like, that's nuts.
And what do you mean, what's nuts? Just in general?
Just that no one is writing and no one's allowed to write anything there.
Aye.
Or like put it up for TV. Like people just haven't been working in that industry for so long. But I think, is it over? Or is it like,
I think it is. I think they announced it, didn't they? That it's they've come to some sort of agreement
so
to move forward.
Were you auditioning for stuff that they turned around and went, we'll just put this on ice or something?
Aye. So that happened where there was offers and things that were supposed to go into production a couple of different times. It was all set to sort of move forward with it. And then one thing led to another. And because it was American productions, it halted. And it's crap, obviously, that you... get in that position, but I think for the greater good for the people who are working in the industry and for the greater good of the entire industry, I think it's important that people stick up for themselves and they put their foot down when they're not being treated the way they should.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Have you, I think last time you were on, you were talking about writing and you enjoy doing that. Is that something you've kept up doing, you're still doing?
It is, yes.
What do you, when you write, right? Yeah. Say you're like, oh, I'm writing tonight.
Yeah.
What do you? What environment do you create?
I don't really sit down and be like, I'm writing. I try to do that a couple of times, and then if nothing comes out, you're not inspired. You sort of feel like, I do this thing where I feel like, well, not anymore, but I used to feel like a failure.
Right.
And I'm like, you've got everything here, and you're still not doing. Do you know what I mean?
So all the time.
Whatever, if it sort of pops into my head, I do a lot of maladaptive daydreaming, which I just found out that's a thing.
I think we all know. I won't know what that is.
Okay, right. As far as I'm aware, obviously I heard of somebody on TikTok, so it's proper medical advice. It's just whenever you daydream and you go into a whole other world in your head and you spend hours and hours in this fantasy reality you've made up in your head, or a few different worlds
Can I come up with something now doing that?
If you want, but it's usually to yourself because it's daydreaming.
No, I'll tell you.
Okay, this will be good.
So it's like, is this an idea for a show?
No, it's, you don't have to connect it to... You don't have to like connect it to like work or like everybody does it in every industry and just human beings. I don't know if it's a coping mechanism from trauma or just bored with your life. You just create another mental reality for yourself.
I'm not going back in there.
You're not?
I went in and then I need out.
Too many fleeces.
Yeah.
You thought,
ugh. Yeah. It's, just,
it's cheap and sweaty. I'm leaving.
Here, do you have, but say you are right. Say you're like writing a script.
Yeah.
Do you listen to music?
Constantly.
But what do you listen to and at what volume? Because that's important. Say while we're writing in the same room. Yeah, yeah.
So don't do it while I'm writing.
Because nothing on.
I need to be quiet because...
But then then you hear your thoughts.
That's why. But I don't
dangerous
mind
it. Game.
I've made my peace with the trauma and the sadness in my life and growing up. I've really... took a lot out of me. It took a lot to get here. But I'm here now and I'm happy enough with my thoughts mostly.
Do you no joke think that's why people... probably our age listen to have headphones in all the time constantly.
Potentially I do listen to a lot of music. Like I see it now as like I theme tune my entire life.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
for my
yeah.
own pleasure.
Yeah.
In the house myself, if I have to get up and tidy or just even making a cup of tea or I'll put on music that I feel the vibe I'm in and try and keep it positive and just have a wee, this is like the theme tune to make a cup of tea.
What vibe were you in this morning?
What's that?
What vibe were you in this morning?
I was in just sort of like a wee sort of bouncy, happy, trying to stay in, because I've a lot happening at the moment and I sometimes spread myself about too thin and then can't focus on something and then I find out, like later I look back and like I didn't really enjoy that the way I should have.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to really focus on like happy, bouncy,
yep.
positive stuff.
Yeah.
And not see things as stuff I have to do as stuff I get to do.
Maybe like the Baha Men or something like that?
Exactly. Thong song, right yeah. away.
I promise on my kids,
yep.
I was thinking Cisco thong song before I said Baha Men. I swear. Isn't that mental?
Aye. Your brains are communicating, aren't they?
Do you know what song I preferred from Cisco? Dance what? With Me. Do you remember that?
It's ringing a bell. What way does it go?
5, 6, 7, 8. Well, I'll tell you before I tell you this. At the start of it, he does... Oh, no, that's thong song. He does the laugh. Like, I love the thong song, but the only thing that annoyed me was the laugh at the start. Because it's just such an annoying laugh where at the start he talks. Because songs did that then.
Oh, aye.
So he's like... talking about like what guys talk about,
oh,
and then he says,
song.
"Yeah, he goes, you know, the finer things in life." Check it out. And when he does, when he does that laugh, that turns me off.
Fuck up.
So I listen to music when I'm writing, but it has to be quite a low down level. Mm. And the only music I can listen to without getting distracted is a Van Morrison album, Astro Weeks. Because I used to do coursework.
Yeah.
To that.
Okay.
And it's if I listen to anything else, I lose focus. But I can have that on and work.
I find that whenever I'm writing something down, even when I'm typing, mm-hmm. my brain thinks quicker than I can write.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that? And you end up just drawing a line?
Well, we stand up all the time.
Think if I have music on top of that, it'll just be like a disaster.
Yep. I can't listen to music and read.
Right.
Because
I think that can be quite nice sometimes.
No, because then I start seeing the lyrics of the song on the page.
Okay.
Or the other way around. I think I get confused.
Song kill?
I think I get confused about what I'm taking in.
Aye.
You know, because one...
It's too much.
Yeah, because you're hearing or your your eyes and ears are getting words.
Yeah.
So I struggle
to... It's just
to,
words.
Yeah. Because I'll be reading Harry Potter.
Aye.
And listening to Dolly Parton. But I think I'm hearing Harry Potter.
Oh, see.
You know what I mean?
Aye, that makes sense, though.
Yeah.
It's not great.
I need to be comfy to write. So I can't write in jeans.
Right.
It would have to be like shorts or tracksuit bottoms.
I just don't wear jeans unless I have to anyway. Like if I don't have to. If I'm in the house, I'm fully tracksuited or shorts. Or...
I am now getting to the point where I go, do I have to be always in like jeans or something?
Aye.
When I'm... See,
do you sit in jeans in the house?
No, but I'm feeling like I sort of have to now.
Why?
Because here's all I want to wear. Here's all I want to wear all the time.
Yes.
Tracksuit bottoms,
mm-hmm.
trainers, and a football top. That's all I want to wear. That's all I wore until I was 16, 17.
Mm-hmm.
That is all I want to wear all of the time.
Makes sense.
But I start to think, you know, because it becomes... when fellas, my opinion of when fellas wear football tops is, there's a sort of age where... you have to be going, if you're going to play five-a-side, be in the top, because even like I've got the point where I can't now wear a football top with the player's name on the back. You're too old for that. Why have you got a wee 18-year-old lad's name on the back of your top, you know?
Exactly.
So then I'm going, I'll wear a retro top because then that's okay. Mm-hmm. But then I'm just like, I think I look weird when I'm out in my tracksuit bottoms and a football top at this age.
Masculinity, you know, is a prison. It really is.
And I have a life sentence.
It really, really is. Yeah. If a wee girl wears a football top, it's like she's adorable.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I know there's bigger problems with that, like in general for everybody.
Yeah.
But stuff like this, especially as you get older, you start to see, it's like, oh, the fellas get fucked over as well.
Yeah.
The boys are fucked too.
I just want to wear, and I like wearing caps, but I look like so bad in a hat. I look so bad in a hat.
I get that. I don't think you're a hat guy.
I'm definitely not a hat guy, but sometimes I'll see a hat and go, this is the one. And I'm so excited about it. And then, but I look like...
You don't have the look for a hat, like a vibe.
Sorry?
You don't have the hat face. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
You do a wee bit. I don't think I've ever seen you in a hat, but just imagine it. No,
you will never see me in a hat.
You've got good hair, you don't need a hat, first of all.
Yes.
Great hairline.
But then once that goes, I'm just wearing hats.
You need wee roly beanies. You need to do the hipster.
Believe me when I say, is there a beanie anywhere in this building? If there is a beanie anywhere in this building, please find it and I'll roll it up and we can see what that looks like.
Like a wee plumber.
Could there be a beanie in Dave's room? Fosty, see if there's a beanie in Dave's room. I guarantee
is it bad?
It's not a look. Oh,
I think a beanie would be, do you know what I mean? With a wee rolled hipster, wee funny moustache, London
can't grow
guy.
Moustache.
Can't grow a moustache?
No.
You've got a good jaw, you're good.
I know.
It's fine.
I hope he has a beanie.
Because you in a hat, like a peaked hat, it would look like you're playing the part of a thug in a drama in like some sort of TV show.
Do you know what it looks like?
What?
I'm going to meet John Cena. You know what I mean?
He's looking like a wash foundation.
Yes. That's exactly
you're
what
so
it looks
fair,
like.
You're so fair though.
I know,
you
but
need
it
your eyebrows tinted if you're going to wear a hat, first and foremost.
But see, because I get my head shaved at the sides, it then looks like it's not
too fair.
It's not a look. It's not a look.
I think
there's nothing fair about it.
And I think that's great that you understand that and you just accept it.
Yeah,
I think that's fair enough. I like a hat. I said a wee hat.
There's no hats. There's no hats.
This is the unfair thing. I love a peaked hat and I wear them all the time and I get away with it. And even if my hair's shit, it's like
yeah,
a wee hat.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm definitely transitioning into older guy look.
Yeah.
And I'm 100% with it. I'm getting a few greys. I'm just gonna give in to it.
Because what's the point of not doing that? Do you know what I mean?
I think
you get
if
to
you
a point,
don't.
You just think, fuck it.
Yeah.
And you realise it's all bullshit. All the stuff that you made you feel bad for growing up, that fails are this, scares are that, blah, blah. It's all bullshit and it means nothing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really affect your life unless you let it affect your life.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
It's not going to affect my life anymore.
I mean, does it matter?
I'm breaking out of that prison.
Just break
out. And you have the experience because you've done two series now.
Of Screw?
Yeah.
I know.
So you know all
There's
the
no
prisons.
There's no way you'd be in Screw.
I could be like a vulnerable guy in it.
I feel like you would be the guy who's coming from head office. You've got head office vibes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm a volunteer at head office. You know what I mean? Like I've said before, my ultimate job would be... supermarket car parks, just making sure. See, if you're in the mother and baby space, I'll make sure you need to be there.
Aye.
You know what I mean?
Job's
clipboard.
Worth.
I look like I should have a clip.
100%.
Well, I used to, and I said this, and we did the SSE, we did a big live podcast, and on it I said, listen, I've worked here before, because back in the day when MTV came over to Belfast for the European Music Awards, I worked at that for MTV as a clipboard loader. That was my job.
Where did you load them?
Just in my arm.
Just there?
Yeah. I got unbelievable at it. And I met loads of celebrities. Bieber, Brian May, Katy Perry.
Nothing compared to the clipboard.
I said, all right, to Lady Gaga.
Did he?
Yep.
Did you say it back?
Yep. She didn't say, all right. All right, kid.
Is that right?
Is that right, happening? Mucker? No, I said, all right. Something like that. Hiya.
Yeah.
And she said, hello or something. You know, she gave me a great, which is exactly what I would want if I sat beside her on a flight. She gave me the exact response I would want on a plane. I said, all right, and she, hiya, you know, that was it.
That was enough.
Have you met any, big celebrities recently or anything?
No. This is a terrible interview, sorry, guys.
Ah.
Before I come back down here, I'll get some gossip for you. I mean, how are we topping Liam Neeson? Come on.
When did you meet Neeson?
He was in Derry Girls.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember?
That's right. I love that so much.
I do too.
I met Lisa McGee.
Yes, huge celebrity.
She was doing a podcast that we were doing, a live podcast, mm-hmm. and they were doing two in one night, and she was the guest first, and then it was me, so we just passed each other briefly.
Oh, very good, aye.
But she was really nice.
Lisa's lovely, aye.
Yeah.
Did you say to her, Lisa, it's a crack?
I talked about auditioning for Derry Girls on the podcast I did, and then I was like, I'll probably have a funny conversation with her after. She left. She'd
Fair
gone.
Enough. Did she hear you and go, ugh?
No, I think she had I think she made the decision as soon as her podcast was done. She's way home.
She's a busy woman.
Yeah. What is the next thing you're going to do? What's the next project you want to do?
Because we're talking about, like, whenever you're writing, and I just write whenever things pop into my head. I try to, like, carve out time during the day, and it works sometimes, but there's usually times I'm in bed in the middle of the night and I'm doing this daydreaming thing, and then suddenly I'm like, an hour in, and then I'm like, oh my God, that's a script, and then I'll jump up and just start writing stuff down at like 2 a.m.
But that's me with material, so I'll think of a joke in the middle of the night and go, God, that's great, I'm going to turn that into, and then the next morning I go, what on earth, what was that?
I can't
go and write it down.
I force myself to get up and put it on my phone, my notes app on my phone.
I might get a dream catcher.
You should get a dream catcher.
Because then I'll remember it.
Yeah, you can just pack it out the next day.
Yeah.
I have a dream catcher. Oh,
do you?
Of course.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
From where'd you get it?
My friend got it to me.
Oh, nice.
Aye. It's just sort of, I've always wanted wee things. I always wanted one as a kid.
Is it above, right above where you sleep?
No, I haven't got it in my room at the minute. It's a long way because I haven't.
You got a have you got a dream catcher beside your kettle?
I dream all day, every day, all over my house. No, but I'm in the middle of moving, so a lot of stuff is all my good stuff and my nice stuff, because I've collected wee pieces of art and stuff from traveling and different holidays I've been on, and treat myself like $1 million, and I've got it all. I'm not unpacking it and putting it away or hanging it anywhere if it's not my house. So,
what's the last holiday you went on?
Why is my memory so bad? Italy.
Where?
Rome to see Saoirse.
Rome's class. I thought I got pickpocketed in Rome, but I didn't. I'm so relieved when I didn't.
How did you think?
I announced that I'd been pickpocketed. Pickpocket! Have you seen those videos?
No.
Oh. You haven't seen the lady?
No.
Oh. Speaking of, it's the best thing on TikTok.
Right.
There's a lady who goes round, is it Naples? I think it's Naples. And she's like a local resident who's just like had enough with all these pickpockets that go around, all these like young girls going around pickpocketing people.
Fair enough.
So she'll just like film them on her phone, and she'll creep up beside them and then just like in public places just say, "Attenzione, pickpocket!" And this has become a huge trend that people shout this all the time. I did it to Kieran Bartlett in Edinburgh, and he near died of embarrassment, but he'd never seen the video, so he thought it was weird. But yeah, I thought I'd been pickpocketed.
And your response was just to shout pickpocket?
No, me and my wife were on a train, and I was like, do you know what I'll do? Responsible adult. Mm. Instead of keeping my wallet in my back pocket where I keep it in the front pocket. So easier.
Huge difference.
If I feel someone's hand go, I can disable the threat.
Okay, in your mind?
Right. An hour after I do this, I'm so annoyed.
And headbutt him, and that's him down.
So I was like, I'll keep it there.
Yeah.
We're on the train, it's packed. Mm-hmm. My wife goes, if we were going to be pickpocketed, this is where they would do it. I said at that exact moment, I went, well, good thing I've... And I literally went, I said really loud, so dramatically, I went, they got me. I said really
and
loud.
And they went, Shane, get away. Shut up.
Multiple times, I said, they got me. And she's like, you just kept walking about with your hands and your hips, saying they got me, right?
Disgruntled uncle.
And I'm wearing this big, long, grey coat that I... This is sad. I was really enjoying Luther at the time on BBC. Okay. And I was like, I want to get a coat like that, because then
you
I'll
just
be like,
get sexier,
and then I'll sexier. Be like, I'll be like, like a wee white Luther, right? So right. I didn't like look like a white Luther, right?
Okay.
So I was just walking about.
Isn't
this
Luther? Is that Idris Elba? Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
I saw the coat and I went, if I get that, I'll be like Idris Elba. So I had this coat, and it was more like, do you know what the problem is? It was a long cardigan.
That's not the problem.
So the problem is I'm pickpocketed, and I said, they got me. I was like, they got me. And she's like, you said it 50 times. You just kept going, they got. And I'm looking at other people.
She's looking for her husband. Where did he go?
I'm looking at other people going, they got me. Hey. I was like, welcome to Rome. They got me. And then we got off the train, and I'm getting ready to go to the police station, Polizia, and all that kind of stuff. And my wife went, are you sure? And I went, hey, when I said they got me,
yeah,
I meant to call me.
Heart broke for real.
It's in my back pocket.
Of course it was. Well done, address.
and that still becomes a catchphrase with our friends.
Well, if anything, if anybody was going to pickpocket you in that train, they 100% would not, because they absolutely mealy made out of not getting pickpocketed.
They go.
They'd be like, oh.
No, they go, is that Luther?
Is that just fucking elbow?
That's not a guy you miss, because the way I was standing, the big long coat. It's like your dad Luther. Talking about the long bouncer coat.
But he's actually a bouncer.
Yeah, that's a
this
problem.
This is a difference.
That's the issue.
He's been in security since
he was
18.
And I was wearing a wee cap as well.
This is what I was going to say to you. You should just wear a cap and nothing else. And think, ugh.
And nothing else.
And just leave you alone.
Yeah, that, no one's getting pickpocketed. No. If I'm on a train
pockets?
In Rome, will you do?
I don't want to think about that. Women do, men not so much.
She's like, will you pay for this? I go, give me 2 minutes.
One sec. You just wear your hat and your wee outfit with a wee propeller on it.
She's like, oh, you kept your wallet under the hat?
Yeah, yeah.
No. Rome's great. I really liked Rome.
I loved it.
But there was too many people.
Aye, that can get annoying just in general, can't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, around all the tourist sites.
So I went over for a few days for the sort of a long weekend with Saoirse, and she was called into work on the Friday. I got there the Thursday night, called into work the Friday. So the day we had planned, she obviously couldn't do. So I was like, and I love my one of my favourite
did
things.
Did you plan it?
No, we were going to do a couple of different things. I wanted to see
oh,
her as well.
Itinerary. Oh, I love
aye.
That.
So that's what I ended up doing then on Thursday night. I planned to make my day. And I love nothing more than just like a pair of comfortable shoes and just exploring a new city by myself.
Yeah,
and a
cool.
coffee and big sunglasses and just thinking, yeah. This is what loving is. I love all that.
We croissant or something?
No, I actually went to a restaurant and had a bowl of spaghetti for my breakfast. It's lovely. It's really, really nice. I asked for a spoon and the guy was really impressed. I was like, yep.
Yeah,
international lady.
Spaghetti hoops.
Toast. But I ended up
all the way to Rome. I don't see spaghetti hoops.
You see chicken boxes. But I got there and I had about a time before my tour was to start in the Colosseum because I booked in and all that. So you go in like wee groups,
mm-hmm.
And then I was going to book a thing for like a few art galleries, and I'm glad I didn't. I thought I'll just see how I feel with this because it's a lot of walking. And I got there, like, you know, like nailed it, had my coffee on time, got out the door, had done a wee bit of shopping in the morning. It was brilliant. And then I got there, mad about myself, just thought I've nailed this. And I went to find my group, had my wee thing and all here, and was like, this is me. And the guy looked at me and went, that's tomorrow. And I was like, fuck. But then I'd done the usual, like, oh, you know, like,
yeah,
women pretend to be stupid is the best tool we have. Just like, oh, yeah. Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you rascal, jump on with my group. I was like, thanks so much, you're my hero. And then we got in, we went round the Colosseums. Like, it was all different variations of the tour you could
yes.
do. Because obviously they're huge, but it was really, really interesting.
Yeah.
We done round there, and then I added on the extra bit of the tour, so you kind of went across
the, fight
the across the street.
The
we had a full scrap. Me and Sonny from Belfast.
Yeah.
So we ended up then, there was like a whole walk back. Do you know, as you go up round like the old ruins?
St. Peter's Hill, is that what it's called?
All that. Like,
yeah.
Basically, it was 4 hours, right?
Too much.
I thought so, but then I don't want to be rude because this wee man
no
was lovely, right?
Right.
And he just, you know, someone's like, he had grande energy.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, because there's loads of tours then, they have their wee stick that you have to, that's my tour guide
yep.
above the crowd. His was a long stick with a wee blue My Little Pony attached to it. So he was waving this wee pony, and I was like, oh, that's well cute. And I thought, I knew he'd give somebody a backstory, like, he'd get that off his granddaughter.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Great
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
So then suddenly I was like, I don't want to leave him because that's not fair. And I don't want to be rude. But then I got to hour 4 and I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, I need to leave.
Yeah, you're weirdo, you're my little pony.
Yeah, I'm leaving. So, but it was really, really, it was really good. But just took fucking ages.
Yeah.
And then I went and had wine then.
Because I do I go to a city and we did this in Rome, I'll do the Red Bus tour.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see from a height what's
yep.
going on. And then if I like the look of something, I'll go there for longer.
I like that.
But I went down to the Colosseum. That was one of the places we did go. And I love all that.
I love a bit of history. I love a gallery. I love information, no matter what it is.
Oh, this is so embarrassing. Whenever we were in Rome, there was like a train stop, and I was like, I like everywhere that's around here.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's like nice shops and all around here. And I kept telling people after we'd been, like, if people said they were going to Rome, I was like, oh, you need to go to.
What are you here?
You need to go to Termini. I'm pretty sure it was called Termini. I was like, Termini in Rome is beautiful. You need to go to. There's a beautiful place, district called Termini. You know what translates as?
What?
Terminal. It was just like the hub for everyone to go. And
the
I
terminal.
Was, and I'm trying to be all cultured. I'm like, Termini is my favourite.
Are you Barcelona guy
yeah.
as well?
No, I won't do the. See if I'm with some. These guys will tell you. See if I'm with our mate Tony, if we're having food around the corner and he asks for like chorizo, I die.
Aye.
I die.
I think that'd be funny.
Chorizo?
Chorizo.
You can't do chorizo. It here. I won't order anything on a menu here if it has a silly name. You know, like, so there's a really popular, shout out to them, ice cream place in Newcastle called Nuggletto. Right?
Okay.
Really popular. Queued out the door. They have a thing called, it's their signature thing, and it's called a Nuggy Pot.
A Nuggy Pot?
Yeah. I got sent in to get one once. Okay. And I went, I can't sit.
Why?
Because I can't go in somewhere and
go back to masculinity being a fucking prison.
Could I have a Nuggy Pot? No, yeah. that's not a...
I can say it though, and it's adorable.
I'm not worried about retaining my masculine energy. Consciously. I just think it sounds stupid.
A Nuggy Pot?
A Nuggy... Can I have a Nuggy Pot? I don't want to say that out loud. So I point. I don't go, you get me a Nuggy Pot. I go, I'll have one of those.
Then no.
Or I'll point on a menu if it's got like a...
Do you think they automatically know that someone like you walks in and goes, they're looking for a Nuggy Pot?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Go,
that's what he's pointing at.
He's an Nuggy. This guy in the fleece.
Terrified
he's a Nuggy
of Nuggy Pots.
I would go back to Rome definitely. I loved having a beer and sitting on the street.
Aye, it was a great holiday. And then whenever Saoirse was off on the Saturday, we booked Vespa tours.
Are you driving?
Well, this is the thing. Obviously, I was fairly busy, but like leading up to it, and Saoirse was like, "We'll do this. We'll do this." I was like, "Happy days, great. We'll do it." She's like, "Can you?" Because obviously I have a license, and I've done the thing around Romania. And it didn't occur to me to think about what a Vespa tour entailed. So I went, yeah, I've got it. She's like, are you sure? I was like, yep, no problem. She's like, because I'm going to book this now. I'm on the back of you. We followed it. I was like, yeah, no problem. Didn't even think about it until the morning of. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I can drive this. I thought I had three wheels. Didn't it has two. So then we were there. And he's like,
you thought you were driving the car from Only Fools and Horses.
Basically, I thought that's what was happening. But we no cover on it.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, why didn't I take a bit of time to think, can I do this? So it turns out I couldn't. They gave me a go on it and it was just a
And
disaster.
They're mental drivers there.
And I didn't realise that either. I didn't put any thought into it. I just went, yeah. And that was it. And then went on with my day. And then, I mean, lesson learned, right? But there's actually a video and it will stay hidden forever of me trying to drive one of the Vespas.
Cut to it.
Oh, Jesus. It's hilarious. Even Saoirse's fella, Hector, obviously I'm friends with him as well, and she was like, Jamie's go drive. And he's like, are you sure? And Saoirse was like, yeah, it's fine. He's like, no, are you 100% sure you're in the back of Jamie Lee? He's like, yeah, it's fine. She said, it's fine. He's like, I'm not sure. And then eventually we rang him, we told him all the crack and sent him the video. He was like, I'm just so glad that he's with somebody else and Jamie Lee's not driving. And he was right, it would have been a disaster, an absolute disaster.
What, and you were doing a travel, are we allowed to talk about? You were in Romania?
Oh, the Romania one, aye. So it's out and all.
Yeah, okay. So you went round in a moped for that?
No, I went round in a 4x4. So I don't know where I felt like that sort of was a crossover skill set.
So you went, in your head, you go,
yeah,
I can drive a Vespa because I've driven a 4x4.
In the centre of Rome, by the way.
Yeah.
In the high traffic centre of Rome, near the Vatican.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I can do that.
Oh, imagine you're a Derry Girls fan, you're on a holiday in Rome, and you all of a sudden you hear a big bang.
Saoirse in the back of me.
Middle of the Vatican.
Jesus! I know.
The phones would just... That'd be the thing. If you guys did crash nowadays, it would be the phones out
before
people
privacy.
Help you.
No privacy. They act like a dickhead. But do you know, we ended up then, the guy was really loving. He's like, I can ring someone now because you just have to book this in advance and I'll see if someone's free. And thankfully someone was free. And then another guy came and then we were in the back. It was one of the best experiences.
Right.
It was amazing. It was really fast and sort of exciting. But safe because I wasn't driving. And you see all the pit stops and like really quickly just drive you to all these get out, photograph, experience it, get back on and go again. It was brilliant.
Did you get recognised in Romania?
Romania, everywhere.
In Romania?
In Romania we get recognised, aye. I don't know where the people were from. I don't know where their accents were from, but aye.
But you think not here?
No, they weren't Irish. I don't know if they were Romanian. I'm honestly not sure, but we get recognised a few times.
Do you think... Where do you think you wouldn't get recognised? Nepal?
I honestly don't know at this stage, to be honest. If the messages there, Instagrams or anything to go by, there's not many places left.
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting like...
What's a weird message you got recently? I love
this. I don't really read them like recently. I got sent passages of the Bible sometimes. Telling me to repent for my sins and that I'm a whorish woman and all this.
Right. I mean, from multiple people?
A couple of people. I don't really get... I don't think I'm at that level to start getting really intense fans and like people being mental. I'm not sure.
I think you're at that level.
I don't know. Or maybe I'm not that. You know what I think it is? I don't put a lot of my personal life on the social media or the public. It's not the sort of person I am. So I think that limits what people can respond to.
Yeah,
you know what
true.
I mean? It's okay to respond to my job and my work and my interviews here and there. But without sharing so much about my life, there's not a lot of that. It sort of holds back connection potentially from potential crazy messages. People can't be like, oh, I know so-and-so too. So
Right.
I mean, that's what I assume.
I had a guy message me, be like, man, I see you're coming to Chicago. More than welcome to stay at my place. Never met him.
Nailed it.
Never met him.
You went, yeah.
Imagine I'm like, oh, you won the gig? Nah.
You sit in the bed beside him.
There's people who would take them up on that offer. I've said this before, I'll say it again. I'll never stay in a hostel.
No.
Never.
No.
With strange, like in the room with strangers?
And if you don't need to. I'm not doing the shit I'd done at 20 when I was on the bones of my arse that I'm doing now when I'm successful.
I nearly got arrested.
There's no judgment on it, but I'm not doing it.
I nearly got arrested in Rome.
That must have been fun.
For the cops theft.
Are gorgeous, well done.
For theft.
How did that go? Are you the pickpocket? Is this the full circle moment?
I was in Hard Rock Cafe.
Okay.
And we were drinking.
My stomach's rumbling, sorry, guys.
Pineapple.
I had no time to eat.
Are you hungry?
No, I'm grand. I was on the go since this morning, so I didn't. Unless I'm like a perfect, like neutral, relaxed state, I struggled to eat.
But I read an interview once with JLS, and they said that they always were on the go, always doing a load of TV and interviews.
Fair enough.
And they said, we always, what would you say, ring-fenced an hour of time where they had dinner.
Aye. Okay.
So I'm just saying.
I know I need to do it. My friends are sick telling me. Yeah. And sometimes I know I rely a bit too heavily on vitamins in the morning. I'm like, that'll do.
Right. A multivitamin or something?
No, I take, altogether about 9 vitamins.
Yeah?
Yep. In the morning. And basically, if I have a shake, a rattle.
Yeah.
I take, this is really interesting. I do my 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and zinc. Mm-hmm. And I use that to wash down D3.
Other vitamins.
I take B-complex, D3, a black seed oil.
What's black seed oil?
Black seed oil is like the sort of super immune system boosting repair amazingness, right? And then I'll take extra strength, omega 3, 6 and 9, the biggins. And what else? I take 2 magnesium at night, the glycerin or glycine.
Right.
I'm not going to choose if you know. He's guessing everything.
They don't have a clue.
I take those at night because they make you drowsy. And then I take BioCult for my stomach. And then I take extra strength apple cider vinegar.
I need the black seed oil.
You really should.
So.
Yeah, Rome.
I'm in Hard Rock Cafe.
Yes.
I'm drinking pineapple daiquiris. Like you wouldn't believe.
Heartburn.
Least of my worries at this point.
So
I'm
drunk. Can I pull this over a wee bit? Because I just realised I'm sitting directly under overhead light and I probably look like a disaster.
No,
you wouldn't even say.
We'll do post-production. So, I don't know what post-production means. I just hear people say it. I go, we'll do post-production. I don't know what it
post.
Is. So, we're drinking pineapple daiquiris. Drunk.
Okay.
Blind drunk.
Yeah. With heartburn, no?
No heartburn. They do a thing where they go, if you buy a large... any large cocktail, you get a free glass, Hard Rock Cafe cocktail glass.
Okay.
So I go, brilliant, more incentive. In my head, I'm like, I'm going to have like 8 glasses.
Aye.
But at the end of the night, they're closing up. Like, attenzione, clothing. Right, it's the same moment.
You're so international,
and
it's mad.
I go in my head, we're not going to take a glass for every cocktail with that.
No.
Let's just take 2. So we finish the drinks and then I lift the glasses. And I'm like, and we're staying in a hotel above the Hard Rock Cafe. So I go, okay, that's us. Away we go. Walk out of the place. Security, the SWAT team wouldn't respond like this. I mean, guys coming in from everywhere, all different places. Some guy jumps off a Vespa, runs in. There's like code red. We're swarmed.
Why? For glasses?
They swarm me and I'm like, hey.
Half caught, ready to go.
Move my wife forward, right? I'm like, I've got the Luther jacket on, right?
That's
so
nice.
That's why there's so much security.
They thought there's Aldous Elba.
And they go, you're stealing. And I go, no, these are free. And what you need to do is show you had to go up to the counter and show your receipt for the cocktails.
You just ticking the glasses.
And they take you to the gift shop and get you a nice box of glass. And I was like, I'm saving you a box here.
Aye.
But we had to go and do that then. I felt all told off and I was all embarrassed. And
so you just like thought, it. When you're finished your drink, stick it in your bag?
Yeah. And that happened to me at when I was in Disneyland, Florida, when I was about 12.
Aye.
It was all inclusive. And I thought that meant...
the Tupperware?
Whatever you want. I took these big drinking... one for everyone back home. These big Steins. Cups. They were like steins, but like plastic for soft drinks.
Aye.
I took about 12 of them, but they were just like the restaurants. And then there was like the Disney security guards came and got involved. But it was fine.
Nightmare.
It was fine. It was just a mix-up. It was okay. I wanted to talk to you a bit about... I want to talk to you about acting, right? Mm-hmm. Because I'd done some auditions I was telling you about.
Yes.
And I want to ask you, has your acting changed, say, since Derry Girls? Like, say in the last, not even that, say in the last, like, 5 years,
mm-hmm.
has the way you approach acting changed? Is it something you learn with all the time and then go, oh, why was I doing that? I should be doing this or that. Does that make sense? I don't know if that makes sense.
No, I know what you mean. I suppose it has. I think it's evolved from years ago. I think with life experience and coming through things and sort of, as I said, like sort of healing trauma from childhood and all that sort of stuff. If you start doing all that and unpacking in your 30s, as people do, I think it's inevitable that your performance and your creativity is going to grow with it and get better because you're more in touch with yourself and you feel more...
Yeah.
If you understand the world more and understand your experiences more and you're more connected to what happened and you're more honest with yourself, that's going to have a knock-on effect. So I do think it's changed for the better. I think it's better for me.
Well, that,
I'm more
that,
comfortable in it.
That definitely resonates with me because feeling like more comfortable as a person mm-hmm. and just knowing yourself better definitely helped me with stand-up for sure. I just feel like more comfortable in general. I'm probably... doing, even though stand-up obviously is the ultimate people-pleasing thing, because mm-hmm. that's what you're trying to do,
mm-hmm.
I'm not in general. I don't think trying to like people-please or trying to be what I think people want me to be. I'm just like, I'm me, I'm a bit weird. We're all a bit weird, but enjoying mm-hmm. it as opposed to, I know, trying to act cool
I think it's just you learn how to focus back on your own perspective as you get older. I think your 20s end up just learning and growing. And there's this theory someone had said recently that you don't really become an adult until your 30s.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. I think your 20s are this sort of post-teen learning, sort of making mistakes and just going about mental.
Yeah.
And then sort of honing that all in and working out and sort of going through it of what bits are important and useful and what aren't. And I think looking at yourself through other people's perspectives and expectations is one of the things you just think, fuck that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can't ever achieve that. You can't please other people. You can't bend to other people's will because it's rooted in something that's fragile.
Because the
minute they change their mind, you're
that.
Done. You don't know that when you're younger. Because
I'm running about, I'm trying to be like stand-up actor, presenter, radio. I'm like
hat guy,
whatever I need to be.
Yes,
I'll be. Oh, I used to same photos.
Mm-hmm.
This was my go-to pose. This is my go-to pose for photos now.
Mm. That's gorgeous.
It's a smile, and that hey, that's a guy reached 4'4" in a plane. He doesn't mind.
Hey, and I'll give you one of these.
Yeah, but 10 years ago,
yeah,
it was this.
I'm a babe,
and my mates were always like, you're a stand-up comedian. So what's that saying? Like, surely, like, be happy in the photo, be smiling.
Aye.
Like, it's funny, you know, it's stand-up. They're like, why you look, what, like, what's this trying to like...
Aye.
And I'm in, like, you know, the Sunday Life or whatever, plugging a gig in the black box of 40 people, and I'm like...
People are thinking, he's amazing.
Yeah, what is he doing?
The confidence he's naturally giving off.
You talked about, like, healing, like, childhood trauma and things like that. How did you do that? And were you actively trying to do it? Like, were you going, this is something I need to do? Or were you doing things that, by default, healed it?
I think it was active because I ran out of patience for bullshit. I ran out of patience for situations where I was being treated badly by people that I wasn't doing that to. And situations, it was allowing, I wasn't sticking up for myself. And I was feeling like shit.
See, so, I never think that about. I could never see you not sticking up for yourself.
I know people get that, but it's relationships that are closest to that gets away with it. With my sort of personality type, it seems like an all or nothing. Like, don't take any shit, but then allow the people closest to you, or apparently closest to you, do shit all over you. Yeah. There's always that extremities. It's like they say, whenever you grow up or you come through certain situations, you can sort of go between like hyper people pleasing to hyper rebellion. So you kind of float back and forth between this. But it was a conscious decision, and it's something I've been doing. I call it the great wising up. is the few years of just ups and downs and whatever else, and just stopping people walking over me. I was like, that's enough now. I just ran out of patience. So it was an active decision to be like, why does this keep happening? Obviously, I'm the common denominator here about these certain people or relationships. And I was like, that's fuck that. That's enough now. And then just started to delve into it and go through it all. And I think I've come out the other side now.
In a structured way or just like?
No, I just sort of freewheeled it like everything else in my life. I had no example of how to do it. I didn't even know anybody who had done it in a way. And I sort of, obviously people in my life were doing it in their own individual sort of scenarios themselves. But it was just like, I just instinctually went like, and I made mistakes on it and I allowed this and then thought that that was me doing well. And you just sort of have to try, it's trial and error. But I just, I stuck with it and now I feel like I'm out the other end and I feel like it's brilliant. I think it's really, really beneficial to me.
Yeah. I think it's tough to even start something like that.
It is because it's really, really, really painful. And you have to admit that the people who were supposed to be one way weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the hardest, everybody's going to be different. But I think for me, the hardest thing was accepting that I allowed that I didn't stick up for myself in certain ways.
And then that probably, without being presumptuous, that probably even elevates the relationship of the people who've just been really good the whole
time. It does. It makes,
you know what I mean?
It makes the good amazing and it makes the bad disappear.
Yeah.
That's the sort of long and short of it, I think.
Yeah.
And things that you even realise you're lying to yourself about, and that lie is so ingrained that you think this is great.
Yeah.
And I always think it's like pulling at a thread, like a jumper. Once you pull at that, the whole lot will come. And once you accept this and you think this is safe over here and you accept this reality that's something I have to work on, that will eventually lead to this. And the things you don't want to think about, you don't want to talk about or realise, you have to.
It all connects
and goes back to the same thing. But it's that, I think that's one of the good things about it, even if it doesn't feel like it, because you just wrap it all off in the one time. And it might take a couple of years, but once you've come past the great wising up, It's your life is infinitely better.
The Great Wising Up is a program a lot of people need.
The Great Wising Up.
Yeah.
And it looks different for everybody. And I know people now that I see. And it's so, like people my age, and you'll say one or two things, nothing too, so maybe even a bit cryptic. And you're like, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I know you've gone through that as well. Like I know that you're at the same phase. Almost. And it's universal, I think.
Yeah.
And then also on the same token, you see when people don't want to do it.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, without any judgment, you see people are like, I'm done now. I'm done with the growth.
Yes.
This is me. This is peak me.
Yeah.
And then you just have to wish them all the best and just move on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think, image was like...
That's part of it.
Not that serious, but that was a big one for me.
Definitely. And it's a big thing for everybody, I suppose, I imagine, because it's ingrained in us and it's shown to us over and over and over from childhood with all types of media that this is what you're supposed to look like. I remember we grew up in the 90s, and I know what it's like for fellas, but for women, the actual appeal was heroin chic was the nickname of this ideal beauty standard where you look like you're horrifically in the grips of a heroin addiction and you're 12 and you're like, how do I quite achieve that? And they cut the fucking middle off all the jeans. And do you remember there was jeans that, right? And again, Britney Spears, not amazing looking. They had to shave their pubes to wear jeans.
Right.
So do you know when you're like, that's that feels personal. Yeah. And you're there 12 being like,
yeah.
It's like you don't want to look like the side of a house because you haven't got a six pack because you're 12.
Yeah.
And you've big boobs, but like quicker than everybody else. And suddenly you're just this, what you feel is like a fucking an elephant poured into leggings.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're like, I've nailed it.
Yeah.
Really nailed it. I look gorgeous. Yeah. And all your wee friends are the same. We're like, we look great.
Yeah.
But no phones. No.
You're right. Yeah.
No phones. They have evidence of that, thankfully.
Yeah. And I think by not having phones, people did like stupider stuff in a good way.
You took more risks.
Like I remember having peroxide blonde fringe and being like, I am the man.
Hi.
Like, I'm the
And your wee mitts were all, that's class.
Yeah, no, even, I mean? Well, even they wouldn't even have said that. They're like, you look like a prick. But I was like, I was happy. I felt cool doing it. Mm. I remember the stuff I'd wear, like, and I still wear this now. Silk short sleeve shirt, barbed wire in the sleeves.
Oh, edgy.
It was light blue, and it used to go fade from light blue to white, like a fade.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Then the barbed wire, short sleeve shirt, peroxide blonde fringe, slit in the eyebrow.
Oh, aye. Fair enough. But and then a babe of your generation.
But back then, if someone had taken a photo of that and put it online, I'd be done. I'd be destroyed.
But
nobody. I think that's why. See the way, like, I had this theory that, you know, the way Elvis, like, in the 60s was, like, the epitome of cool, like, the man. And he's wearing all these, like, this all-in-one, like, jumpsuit, and he's got his hair up.
And glitter and sparkles and everything.
That was, like, word of mouth. People would go, in from one town to another in America that go, there's this guy, Elvis Presley, and see a picture of him and be like, oh, this guy. And then it would pass on and pass on. And it took ages, but eventually everyone knows he's cool. That could have been over. See, if they had Twitter then, 30 seconds, someone takes a photo and go, look at this dick.
Do you know what?
Done.
I know what you mean. But the thing is, you have to remember as well, it's like everybody was doing it.
Yeah,
so these trendsetters, everywhere, everybody I knew wanted the sort of the pube jeans, right? For want of a better phrase. And every fella...
From Levi's.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So everyone was trying to get into them.
Yeah.
Barely anybody had the body for it in the way that the pop stars.
Yeah.
And I mean... Nobody.
Yeah.
And it's not in a negative way. You're not really supposed to have the body where your pubes just stop growing and then suddenly you've got no space for a womb or organs. It just goes straight down like a fella. And if you can, it's brilliant, but it's unlikely. But we all still tried to get it. We all still agreed that this was what we needed to make us look cool. So everybody does it. And
yeah.
I know they say things now, like, and for us, we're looking back, looking at like young people now, you think, this, I'm so glad I didn't have cameras and whatever else.
Yeah.
And you hear like older people again being like, you have to think what you put online because, you know, your future employers and all that sort of stuff, which I'm sure is true. But also if you think about it in this perspective, future employers of this gen of the generation below us or even younger again, they'll have to accept that like embarrassing lives online and these trends, because every single person within that generation will have evidence of that.
Yes.
So then the landscape of what's acceptable will have to change, because everybody will have themselves on camera crying at 14 over who knows what.
Or like with their whole family doing like a dance
for
the weekend.
Or giving life advice at 15.
That's going to be a cardiac surgeon.
Do you know, aye.
And they'll be like, what do you say about this 15 years ago? And you're doing like the Macarena.
But then their partner will be like the head of a school administration and the two of them will be there at 15 separately. So everybody will have done it.
Yeah.
So the levels of what's socially acceptable will have to change. Do you know what I mean?
And do you like... Why am I
shouting?
No.
I'm sick of the bullshit, kids.
See the great wising up. That's part of it.
Right,
up. See, with we were talking about the Millennium Forum before this, and you've done like youth work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that with like young girls who are getting into acting now? Mm. Do you see pitfalls that you like fall into in terms of trying to be a certain way, and you're able to now with experience, like say you don't need to do that, or but at a young age, it's hard to hear any advice.
I know, because I'm really old to somebody at 15, so are you. It's like,
yeah.
You know, because you think your life will be figured out by 28. And
yeah.
You're like, I'll nail it by then. And then you get 28, you're like, I'm a baby, I'm brand new.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I mean, I've never been in a situation where I've sat and like had an audience to give advice. It's always been something really specific. So the life advice thing, and I would never want to overstep with stuff like that and be like, by the way, guys, I'm about to give you advice in relationships.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's never ever come up where I would be able to talk about stuff like that. But if the situation arose, I definitely would.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's nice sometimes as well for people to be like, by the way, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That thing
yeah.
you're worried about won't matter.
Yeah.
This person's opinion of you. That feels like the end of that doesn't matter. That person that you're completely in love with and you'll die if they don't look at you, that won't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff like that, and you'd love to say, because you would have loved to have heard it yourselves growing up.
Yeah.
You know, these big moments in your life, you're like, that doesn't matter a fuck.
That time you get dumped when you're 16, 17, you're like, it's like me going, they got me. You go, I'll never recover from this.
I'll never.
You're 16, you're like, this is... I'm just never going to be with anyone ever again.
Or you fall or something, or do something stupid, and people laugh, and you think, well, I might as well just jump out of window.
Yeah.
I might as well change my identity and move countries, because I can't come back from it.
Yeah. An hour later, you're on a slip and slide, and you forgot all about it.
You're laughing at somebody else. Just forgot about it. But it's just, I mean, as I say, if I was in that situation, I'd be happy to chat, but it doesn't really call for it.
I read something or watched something recently that was like, you know you're old when you fall in public and people get concerned. You know,
fair enough.
You want people to laugh at you, because they're like, his body can take it. But if I slip in public, you don't want kids coming up to you being like, trying to help you up and all that. You're like, no, I'm fine.
I'm not sure I'm at that stage yet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But how often do you fall in public though? I can't tell.
Twice a year.
I fail.
Twice a
really?
Year. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'm closer to the ground, so maybe it's my centre of gravity. But I haven't failed. I don't remember the last time I fell in public.
One of the worst ones was getting off a flight, and I was the first one off, not because that's my policy, I was just right at the front.
Yeah. Can I stop you there and ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you one of these people, as soon as the plane stops and the light goes on, you get out and just walk up the aisle?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Alright, okay.
I happen to be at the front.
Oh, you happen to be, sorry.
I hate that behaviour. See, to be honest, I'm glad you brought this up. The air crew need to do more.
I think
there needs to be an official policy. We'll go row by row.
Aye.
If there's a few old people want to sit in till the end, I respect that.
If there's somebody catching a train
without me,
and they're like, I need you to run off this flight, I've only got hand luggage, I go, fair enough.
No, do you know what I say? Show me your
fuck
ticket.
Fuck you.
Show me your ticket. Show me your ticket, because we could all
No, I think if it's reasonable, but the amount of people, it's not reasonable. And then you end up standing in the carousel with your luggage and they're standing beside you. You're like, why did you run?
Yep.
Why did you run?
This one, I was at the front of the plane, so aye, I just got off first. And everyone's behind me. And I fell going upstairs, which is worse than falling going downstairs.
Right.
Because I fell going up. But I was all flustered because a few people on the flight had been like, all right, mate, you heading over for a gig? And
oh,
it was.
No.
So I was like, yes, mate, no. And you know, I'm there, like, you know, I'm wearing like a juicy couture tracksuit or whatever. You know, I've got, yeah, it's a few years ago. Guys, like, can I get a photo? I'm like, yeah, but you're not in it.
Enjoy.
So there's a few people on the flight that know me. There's 3 or 4 people that know me, right?
Fair enough.
And everyone is walking at the same time down this hall. And I'm the first one at the front of the group. So I fall going upstairs, and when I get all my shit together to try and like get back up and going, I fall on the 4th step up.
Yeah.
I also fall maybe the 7th or 8th step up because I never took the time to recover from the first fall.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I didn't compose me. I tried to move on too quick. So I've fallen twice.
Upstairs.
Fall twice upstairs.
What a nightmare.
And then the walk lasted 20 minutes back into the terminal. And I knew everyone was like behind me, and I had the headphones in, and I never recovered. And that took a while to get over.
You should have just went running circles back on the other flight and just back home.
I should have pretended it's a thing I do.
Aye.
Because people would say when you're a comedian, people think anything you do is intentional.
I like to bring out a pen and paper and just write dramatically. Yeah. Ooh.
Some guy's like, mate, I saw you fall getting out of your car. There's no one else there. I'm like, yeah, no, I do that. That's a funny thing that I do.
There's no recovering from falling up though, because you do the slap. Don't
yes.
You do that badoosh
on
whatever's directly in front of you.
You just do you know what I find you do? But no matter who's behind, just give a wave to the people behind you. Like, yep, we acknowledge that happened.
No, do you know what? Again, I don't care enough to be like, oh, but I just be like, oh, well. Actually, if I'm being honest, I haven't failed in public in a very, very long time.
My dad fell getting out of his car.
He fell out of his car?
He fell getting out of his car, and he's 73, and the shit thing about that is, your reflexes are so slow that you can't do the big slap. You just like, whatever way you fall,
just
you're
slap.
Like a giant baby. You just fall.
Right.
He fell and then
he
tried.
Is he all right?
No. No,
he's... What you say?
He didn't make it.
He's done.
No, he's fine, but then he gets that thing as well. It's so sly, but like old people, when they fall, they just like bruise up so bad.
Oh,
and he's got that, which is a nightmare.
They go really purple so quickly.
They go black. what is that?
The entire sides of this. It's insane.
My grandpa used to.
Your grandpa? It's a lovely way to say grandpa.
I had a grandpa and a granda.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm not a fan of granda this and granda that.
Yeah.
I'd rather go, he gets granda because he's older.
Okay.
You get grandpa, I'm sorry, but grandpa. That's just what you get.
It's cute.
I regret saying it. my dad's dad, he used to have this thing where he had to pull down an old garage door, you know, with a thing. But he was so old that he, for some reason, always brought it down in his own head.
So he didn't step back?
No, but he looked like he then had hair again because it was so black.
Aye.
From hitting himself. I was like,
maybe that was the goal.
You do it twice. For sure.
Aye.
But it seemed that every time he put his car into his garage, he would like have to do it. You know, he was like, we'll better.
Aye. Well, maybe it was
never
like a luck thing. I don't know. Do you know what, though?
He was concussed. He had CTE.
It was just his vibe. But you know,
he said that, actually.
There is times, honestly, I do stuff on by myself and I think that's the stupidest thing any person's ever done. Like, there has been times, again, maybe because I'm just, you know, when you're like always thinking like a couple of different things, you can't focus on what you're doing, which is probably why you end up falling.
Yeah.
Right? And I've been in the house sometimes and I'm going into like a press or a drawer and I'll have something open and I'll just lean, just to go in the corner of my kitchen. I've just opened the drawer and as I lean forward to get something out, I've just had my head on the wall, just went doof. And I was like, how have I done that? How have I...
That's a level up. That's my grandpa.
That is.
And
I know it. And it happens and I go, how did I not be aware that there's a concrete wall and I just like walked under it as I was opening a drawer?
Do you know what's a stupid one I did?
And I will do it again.
This is 10 out of 10 stupid.
What?
I had a big pint of water.
Mm.
Well, not a big, a pint. and I bent over to get something in between my house and my garage. But when I bent over, I didn't just spill the water. I angled it. Like, as I bent down, I also made the glass do that.
I've done that. We like, it's like that's what a toddler does. That's what you have sippy cups.
No, you know what? It's what Mr. Bean does. Like, fully spilt it out.
And just poured it. Wait, where's that water coming from? On my arm.
We have cameras around the house. You know, like just the wee ring ones, whatever they're called. And watching it back is pretty funny.
Your wife's all, he's mine.
Yeah.
This man.
Or me. With my teddy. But the stuff like that, the number one thing you do is just own it.
As I say, it probably will happen again.
Yeah.
But I understand that it's coming from a place that you're on autopilot, but you're thinking about 10 different things.
You'll bang your head in that light getting up, I guarantee you, because everyone in this part of the world has done it.
Oh, I am delighted. I'm going to do it on purpose.
Julian
now.
Simmons, the last, very nearly, nearly lost him.
Just took it away him.
Yeah.
Do you know what, though? It's stuff like that it happens, and I understand it's because I'm not focused, and there's times, like, I'll do it and I'll hit my head on a concrete wall. And then I'll be like, right.
Seems like a pattern.
It is.
Cry for help.
Open the door onto my own head. Yeah. Press onto my own, like that. And I was like, why don't I just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But then I know, right, this is like a sign that I'm not focused on and I'm on an autopilot.
Yeah.
It's like whenever you drive somewhere and you're thinking about something and you don't remember any of the drive.
Yeah.
You don't know what happened. You just got there.
You call a man at the tail of ass the daddy.
Aye, that's
we all.
The really normal, healthy-minded stuff that we do. Yeah, yeah. And it does happen. And I just think, fuck it, it'll happen again.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And to be honest,
it's all about the great wising up, because if beforehand I didn't need to tell you this and share that information.
No.
But I did, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
And I'm still a really smart person.
Yeah.
Just I'm too smart.
Yeah. I think that's my thing too. I think my brain has so much going on that's why. Do you know why afternoon's called that?
Do I know why the afternoon's called the afternoon? Because it's afternoon.
You're smart.
I know, I just said that.
I found that out about 2 weeks ago. It's changed my life.
Afternoon.
Do you know why breakfast is called breakfast?
Why?
Do you not know?
Breakfast.
I didn't know.
I've never thought about it.
Because you're breaking your fast.
From the night before? Is it religious, is it?
I don't think so. Breakfast? Depends what way you have it.
Start throwing the word fast in there, I'm like, I'm out.
It depends. If you shape your toast like into like an outline of the artist depiction of King Billy or something.
Okay.
That's a religious breakfast.
That is a religious breakfast.
You know, something like that.
Aye.
Religious breakfast sounds nice. A religious breakfast.
An Ulster fries borderline, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, but that's the way you look at it.
But yeah, you think there's some people who won't say it? Like me with a nuggie pot? I'll have a fry from one of the provinces, please.
Aye. From up north. Donegal's included.
So the person's like, I don't give a fuck. I just need to write down this
no
order.
No one cares.
Leave us with one thing that you're doing that you sort of in just a word in a sentence. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of projects you can't talk about, but even just in a sentence.
Of what I'm doing, personal growth or professional?
You pick one of either.
I'll do personal.
Okay.
I've started appreciating that I'm in a position that I've wanted to be in when I've got downtime, and my bills and all's covered.
Yeah.
That I can indulge in my hobbies, and one of them is like the origins of like jewelry making and crystals and minerals and stuff like that. I mean, it's basically a geography lesson at the minute,
right?
But jewelry, just for the crack.
Yeah,
and I've obviously professionally, I'm at the point where I'm sort of getting my own stuff off the ground and sort of in that sort of world of getting scraps and everything together. But it's going well. It's a good pace, and I've nailed down a couple of ideas instead of just this erratic, like mid of the night, like sci-fi stuff. I'm like, what if this all took place in space?
Yeah,
you know, this sort of stuff. My agent's like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
So I've kind of
Timbaland soundtrack and
Timbaland's just right there in the middle. But I think I've got that streamlined now, and I've nailed down a couple of things. So it's good.
You seem very happy, and you seem very in control of everything.
Thank you. I feel it.
You seem very at peace. But I think that's something people say about dead bodies in coffins.
No, I think
you seem you look yourself.
Thanks. My hair's yourself. A fucking disaster. I didn't know what I was doing today. I was doing your bathroom trying to give it some of this.
I got mine cut too short.
So what?
I got mine cut too short.
You get yours cut too short? You have great hair. I think you bring up your hair letting on that you're annoyed about it, but it's really good hair.
I know, this fucking perfect hairline is annoying me.
Like, it's just so thick sometimes, getting my fingers through it.
I know.
I'm thinking about getting them to cut it further back.
Just to give you,
just give other people a chance.
Just to give the fails a chance at the family. Yeah. I hear you.
But no, I gotta cut these short. But it'll grow.
Put a hat on.
Well, that's all we have time for. Sipper, God love you. If you've made it all the way through this episode, that means you love Tea With Me, you love this podcast, or it means like you've drifted off and you've just left this on and play. Either way, what you need to do is head over to our Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you want more tea, that's where you go. We do a bonus episode called The Special Brew every Monday and a live stream podcast every Friday with some of your favorite comedians. You can chat, interact, ask questions. When we announce live podcasts, you get early access to tickets with a little bit of a discount on there. And there is so much more. You can go back and watch, I think, nearly 1,000 hours of content. Tea With Me Patreon, which is patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. The link is in the description. I'll see you there.